Santee Rentals, Carlton Hills and Sky Ranch. Neighborhood read first. Santee sits in a solid mid-tier position for safety. Crime grade gives the city a C+ overall and rates it safer than 48% of U.S. cities. Carlton Hills specifically scores a crime index of 3 out of 10 on homes.com versus the U.S. average of 4. That's a meaningful edge. Sky Ranch carries an A safety grade on Door Profit and is consistently listed among Santee's safest neighborhoods. The vibe across both: clean, car-oriented suburban living, single-family tracks, parks nearby, family-scale retail. Not dense, not urban, not exciting in a nightlife way, but that's the point. Residents describe Santee as family-friendly and convenient, with good police visibility. The gripes are honest ones. It can feel repetitive, it's fully car-dependent, and routine property crime in retail-adjacent areas is a real, if minor, concern. Median household income for Santee is about $102,000. This is a working, middle-income suburban city. On rent, Zillow puts Santee's typical rent at $2,790 per month, up 2.2% year-over-year as of June 2026, the highest typical rent of the three East County cities we're covering, and trending upward. Realtor.com doesn't report rent data for Santee. It's a smaller market, and their coverage doesn't reach it. Zillow is your benchmark here. The priority is a house or ADU with a garage. Rentcast has one single-family listing live right now, 8605 Arminda Circle, Unit 6, $2,600 per month, two-bed, two-bath, about 958 square feet. That's below Zillow's typical rent by nearly $200, which is a decent sign. Confirm garage and in-unit laundry directly with the landlord. Those specifics aren't confirmed in the listing data. If a house isn't available, apartments are the fallback. 320 Town Center Parkway, Unit 108, is an apartment at $3,164 per month. That's well above Zillow's typical rent, so know what you're getting for that premium. On Mast Boulevard, two units at the same complex. Apartment 35 at $2,549 per month, and apartment 220 at $2,509 per month. Both two-bed, two-bath at around 900 square feet. Those are right in the Zillow range. Name complexes as extra fallback. Highline Apartments at 8729 Graves Avenue, 3.8 stars on Google across 81 reviews, respectable. Greystone Ridge Townhomes at 8777 Graves Avenue, 2.5 stars across only 8 reviews. Too few reviews to trust. Proceed cautiously. Tap the link to see current availability and photos.